10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
That's how bad Russell Wilson is playing. It's masking Nathaniel Hackett's game day decisions as we're now starting to turn on Russell Wilson and not the head coach.
And Kevin Walsh.
Like this morning, right, I'm like losing my mind, Donnie, because of a 2.5-point spread and the disrespect. In college, a team laying 7 at home, you're like, okay, this is supposed to be a close game.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
How about that for an opening here on a Tuesday, fresh off a Monday night performance that, if you can call it a performance, out of Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. But today is Tuesday. It's a new day. It's Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. Both big games today that you talk about. The NBA, sure. But Major League Baseball, woo, playoffs are rolling.
This is a phenomenal day of sports. You know, obviously when the NFL rocks around, Donnie, you know how most people get, Tuesday, Wednesday, come on, let's get through this. What a delicious Tuesday we have, as you said, a doubled up in Major League Baseball, opening night in the NBA. How could you not be excited about it?
I love it. I love everything about it, and I think Jason Tatum knocks down 3 triples tonight. But we'll get to that a little bit later in the show as the 3-point props are ready to fire away and have some fun. And before I do that, because you know the routine, early call, TV, radio in the morning, got to do a couple things in the afternoon, walk the dog, you know, and then try to get down for a little bit of nap. So I'm offline for, I would say, maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay.
And I was right. We're posted here on the FanDuel Sportsbook with some odds boost. Now, talking about odds boost last night, one of the better ones. And I love the callers. I love the people that tweet at me and keep their eyes open. Say, what do you think about this one? This is a can't miss. And the reason I segue this into it, because we can start with Monday Night Football last night, which from a prop perspective, just about everything under probably worked out in your favor, except the books probably took a beating on Austin Eckler to score in that game, and he did. But outside of that, Justin Herbert, DraftKings, plus 100, max bet of $25. But it was one of those bets where, like, you know what? We're going to give you $25. Have fun. Just make sure you have this in your account. We'll fire this right back. Justin Herbert didn't throw a touchdown pass in an overtime game yesterday. I still can't believe it. And now that I look back at it, because I didn't win any, you know, prop bets outside of it, I took a boost on the FanDuel Sportsbook, which included Austin Eckler to get a touchdown and a couple other guys. Now that I think about it, Herbert should have just fired that touchdown. I'm like, oh, it wasn't Eckler, but at least I would have won.
Yeah, obviously that would have been much better considering what happened. The thing for me, though, is I could be wrong. Maybe I'm giving them credit that they don't deserve because, you know, we're maybe still waiting on kind of a signal. But don't you feel like usually DK kind of throws it back? Whether it's like, all right, never mind, here's the $25 and you're back in your account, or they hit you with one of these, like, hey, we're doing a boost tonight, either the Phillies or Padres to score one run, plus 100. Do you know what I mean? Remember when we bet the Aaron Judge to get a hit boost?
Yeah.
And he got walked 4 times. But he got one at bat. He didn't get out, but he walked the other 4 times. And they were like, yeah, obviously, like, that's not what we were doing this for. Here's your money back. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to kind of make this right, what happened here with Justin Herbert.
It does. And the reason I'll double down on that is it feels like in the room, right, there weren't really high fives on that because that was unexpected. We might give away $3 million tonight. That's okay. This is what this is designed for. ooh, look at all this cash we have. Let's just hoard it as opposed to, you know what? We might go back-to-back on Boost on NBA and also Thursday football, which is
right.
The Sixers and the Celtics to make a 3+100, right? Team, not player. Teams. 1-3 in the game. Here's your money back. Is what. Like, we have extra money. Let's give it back to the people.
Yeah, because I don't think they boosted Herbert to throw a touchdown for any other reason than to get people excited and win $25. Because if I'll put it to you, if you bet, it's like, hey, what's a free prop bet that we can boost and get people excited, right? Mm-hmm. Like Austin Eckler for one rushing yard is like, just give us the money, right? But yeah. Like Herbert to throw a touchdown, like you kind of root for it. But you know it's going to happen. It was the perfect boost, right? Yes. It's what you and I often like would joke about. Is your, yeah, let's just give us one of these teams to score, man, plus one. Like, that's what it felt like almost. Like,
yeah.
There was no capping that, as you often say, right? Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm not really assuming here. I know for a fact that you did not crack open Justin Herbert recent trends and then make your wager on that, right? But neither did I, and nobody did. Nobody did, right? And you didn't need to. So for the fact that it, you know, fell apart, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of funny to me. I'm not that angry about that one. I don't know why. Maybe that's on me, but I find it almost funny.
Yeah, and like so, they could have had Russell Wilson to throw one. He actually got one. Because usually that bet would be like, oh, come on, you're going to give me one time. Why don't you just give me the Justin Herbert touchdown? I got to root for Russell Westbrook, NBA on the mind. Russell Wilson out here, and he's the one who actually threw the touchdown pass. A lot to get to today. NBA action, Major League Baseball, hot topics. You know what we're about. It's Moneyline. It's a Tuesday right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM channel 159. If you want to get involved in hour number one, go ahead and do it. 844-843-6879. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's go. Yes. I mean, JP. JP. I mean, most people don't hear behind the scenes when the producer talks in our ear. But JP probably in the middle of taking a swig right there. Caught off guard, had to bring us back in. And there's the reaction. You say, why are you guys laughing like a bunch of, you know, hyenas over here?
folks, that's sabotage.
Yeah, it's good. That was a good one right there. Yeah. I mean, if that would have happened on the TV side, that would have been a lost last segment right there.
come on. Donnie, all he says when we return from our commercial breaks is in.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting hit with such a vicious hiccup, sore throat? I don't know what he's dealing with. That you can't finish in without interruption?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my God.
That was forced in quick, bringing in. And that's the good stuff about it. Like, some people are like, man, you know what? You can't do that to me. I'm going live on the air to bring it in. That's not the way we play it here. That's not the way we play it on the grid. So there you go. Maybe it'll be cleared up by the end of this segment when we're jumping out of it here. By the way, something just passed through here on Russell Wilson. Okay, Tom Pelissero just reported on NFL Now that Russell Wilson is getting an MRI on his hamstring today, which could be fairly significant. Now, this is what I love, and there's people out there that know me. I know hamstrings, and it's my favorite thing in the NFL when athletes have no idea what a hamstring injury is. Russell Wilson will say something like, yeah, I think I could play through it, just a little cramp. Russ is going to be down for a little bit. How about that? Russ will not be playing this week.
So Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos are home against the Jets this week. They then go overseas to play the Jags, I assume London, because that's where those Jags games are. And then they're on the bye.
Yeah.
Considering that now his hamstring is injured,
yes,
plus the fact that the PRP shot he received in his shoulder won't be effective until probably post-bye, and he's been awful, don't you take this opportunity to get 3 weeks of rest for Russell Wilson? Because him playing through it There's no way that's going to get better.
No, there isn't. And I'm just going, the reason I took a pause there, because I'm trying to bring up the Broncos right now, because I want to get that. Who is the backup quarterback on the Broncos?
Yeah. Rippon.
That's, because you know how my mind works. They stink right now. Their numbers are low. Russ is out. Like, you don't watch a Denver game and say to yourself, "Ooh, I can't take them without Russ." Because he's terrible right now. It's almost like the same thought process behind Carolina. I thought they can get the 13.5 points. Why? Because it couldn't be any worse. Well, technically, it was a little bit worse. Like, they weren't even running an NFL offense.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown.
Exactly. They didn't run an NFL, which I was very surprised by. Because going back watching P.J. Walker, they weren't doing that, which means snap it, fire it to a wide receiver, and that's all you're doing. I was like, uh-oh, this might be a long one. Still, at the end of the game, first and goal from the 7-yard line, under 2 minutes to go in a 2-possession game, that should have been a win, and it wasn't, but it's the way it is here. Now, phone lines are heating up. We're going to get back to this Russell Wilson talk. 844-843-6879. The X-Man calling right off the bat? Is that what I'm hearing out here in these streets?
Let's do it. Going with NBA, yes. Going with the underdog.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, oh, let's go. Underdog, line it up. Line it up.
Part. Player performance double for both games. Joel Embiid double-double. Philly to win. Anthony Davis, 25 points. Lakers to win. I put two hockeys on it. Vancouver Canucks in regulation and Tampa Bay Lightning in regulation. That's 61 to one.
There it is. And by the way, he's going Sixers, which I'm cheering for. And the fact that he has tossed in a straight-up victory for the Lakers and AD, not to be in street clothes and drop 25 right there.
Yeah, we absolutely love to see that in a major way. X-Man checks in. You know what I view that as?
Yeah.
He's tossing us a bone.
Yeah,
you know what? These boys maybe need to pick me up on a Tuesday.
Exactly.
That's exactly what he just delivered.
Yeah, he was probably like, I was watching earlier on the show. You guys opened up an NBA, segment. You weren't ready for it. Wasn't my fault. I'm going to chime in here early to make sure those good vibes get ready. He's good.
I tell you what, we did three NBA segments. First one, you weren't ready. Second one, you slandered JY's pick. And then the third one, they brought it back to me incorrectly.
Oh, fantastic.
To open it up. So we really knocked it out.
Behind the scenes, behind the scenes, it was a little bit of struggle. Like, maybe we weren't ready. Where we always say, you know what? Man, this guy's terrible. What did he practice? It looked like that was maybe a practice round for the NBA to get ready this morning on the early line.
No, we were ready, though. That is the truth.
It was good.
We were prepared all in all. And man, there's so many times. Let me steer the ship. There's about 1,000 things we can talk about across the landscape.
No, but by the way, the NBA being back, because again, we're not really a hockey network, so to speak. We got some guys that will talk about those sports, right? But you don't come to the early line and to Moneyline in the afternoon. Like, you know what? I mean, X-Man does. He's a man of, of everything here. But we don't do that. But I got to tell you, and just going back, because I've always liked the Philadelphia 76ers. But from my content perspective, nothing was ever driven around the NBA because even, doing picks or, whatever content I was doing, it was never headlined with NBA. So I remember coming on like, okay, here we go. Like, we do in-play sports tonight, but the NBA is going to be heavy. I'm like, boy, look at this. Like, we started in March, was it like March 1st, March 2nd, whatever it was. Obviously, college basketball was big at that time, but the NBA was going to carry us for a while until Major League Baseball, and still, you're not just going to talk Major League Baseball during a three-hour show. I was like, what's going to be interesting? I like the Sixers, and I know generalities about the NBA and watching big games, because I've watched it my whole life. I'm not foreign to basketball. I played basketball. But I wanted to see how, if it was fun to get into the NBA way of life and betting. And I tell Kevin all the time, when you're talking about, forget about straight wagers. You're not very, very rarely outside of, the NBA finals. Like, okay, there's one game on. Who do you like tonight? Well, I like the Sixers over the Golden State Warriors. Give me the 3.5 points. But on a night-to-night basis, the prop market is so sensational because it's like baseball. to like a 10th degree. There's so many players, so many teams, so many different ways to bet. It's almost like you're shortchanging yourself going, I like Memphis tonight, -2.5. When you can dig into some of these and have so much fun betting three-point props, double-doubles, whatever you want. It's just and it's been wonderful. Like, it's really worked out where it's like, oh, Kevin's going to talk basketball again. All right, I'll sit there. Hey, Don, who do you like today? Oh, I don't know, Larry Bird to make a three. Do you know what I mean? Like, that type of nonsense.
Yeah, it for what we do on a day-to-day basis, right? Like, you basically, you'll never get an empty slate from us, right? Like, there's always an angle that we're working and getting excited about. And one of the things that I know last year for you is, because again, like where this started, we were just kind of almost, I mean, I've always loved the NBA, as you said, right? Like, the NBA has kind of always been like my favorite. But like, when we weren't in play sports tonight, like, we're betting these knucklehead three-point props, and they were fun. And we would win, you know, whatever. But last year, you started opening up the books to rebounds plus assists, straight points props. Because I would say, I think you bet more NBA props than NFL props.
Tons. Like, every night. And again, it's not like you're betting, you know, hundreds of dollars, but you put in, like, you know, six or seven props, $50 a piece. But over that three-hour time frame, it was so much fun to watch. And you find, because again, when you're betting stuff, like, I had so much fun with double-doubles and rebound props. Like, who would even think about, Donnie bet over 8.5 rebounds. That's a lot of fun. Trust me, watch a game, and every shot that goes up that misses, you're one of the, he didn't fight for that rebound. The point guard just took the rebound from him. It's tremendous. I mean, there were some games where I won coming down to the last possession, and I always bring up Julius Randle because he's like my double-double guy. Like, he guaranteed to be in that market every night and not like a ridiculous minus, you know, 750 price to get it.
Which is what we do see from some big ones. But we've got boosts already tonight. I've got some bets locked in.
Look at these.
You've got bets locked in. I mean, we've got a lot to sink our teeth into.
Yeah, we usually get angry at FanDuel for some of the boosts they come up with. But, forget about the baseball one, the NJ Super Boost. The basketball boost tonight, they are really good, and I will be involved. And you should be involved, too. 844-843-6879. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it here on Moneyline for a Tuesday afternoon. And so much to get through, so much fun. These are the times that we look forward to because we have a good time regardless of season. But these are the type of days, K-Dub, where you look at and say to yourself, this is fun. Because if you're just a sports guy like we are, there's not a lot of prep that goes into it that says, oh, man, I'm going to have to get my energy up today. Let me have a coffee, a monster, because I got to get through this. There's no getting through this. There's like, we can't get through enough of this for the fun we have. Now, we're going to get to some of these basketball odds boosts in just a few moments. But let's hit the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. Moose is on the line. Yesterday, we thought we'd have a victor between the Guardians and the Yankees, but it was rained out. So I assume he's got his cocktail ready to go, his grill fired up, and game five on deck.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, give me a Slim Jim. Give me a Slim Jim. Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Let's start this off with I'm going to be in Illinois this weekend at the sports book. So I got a little five-game NFL parlay for you. Okay?
Oh, I like it early. I like it.
Okay. The Commanders. Straight up. The Ravens. Beating the Browns, spotting them 6.5. The Buccaneers, spanking the Panthers. Yep. The Jets, spanking the Broncos. The Dolphins, spanking the Steelers.
Wow.
I don't have the odds, but I'm going to be at the book, and that's going to be my parlay. And then, for the parlay. But you know what? You sprinkle, you enjoy watching the games, you just have a good. Mm-hmm. I mean, after all, sports is entertainment, and, you know, it just makes your day go by. So I got a parlay for tonight, okay? I have two special plays, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies to win, parlay that with the Guardians to win.
There you go. Smart man.
All right.
Smart man, K-Dub. What do you think about that?
Let me ask you this, Moose. Honestly.
Moose calls his shots, though. I mean, he's calling his shots in the Guardians, and they're right.
Pull punches. Yeah. He doesn't pull punches. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Moose. Do you feel like the rain delay hurts the Guardians, or does it make a difference?
I don't think it makes a difference, because this is what I think. Well, you know what? It may help them, because rumor has it, some inside information has it, that they are suiting up Bieber. Old Justin Bieber is going to pitch, but he's going to they're still going to start Savali. They're going to keep Savali on a short leash. Any signs of trouble, Bieber comes in, then the bullpen closes out. But throwing a little parlay, too, with Kwan and Ramirez, both to have a dinger out of the ballpark. Combine those two. Mm. Let's have some.
Right. All right, Moose.
Yes, we are ready tonight. And by the way, he brings up a good point there, and you're right. The Super Boost, which is actually, I don't know if this is only available in New Jersey, but since it says at the FanDuel Sportsbook, NJ Super Boost, because only Yankee fans reside in Jersey, we respect that. Aaron Judge to record one hit, and Nestor Cortez to throw four Ks. He brings up a good point that's, it doesn't matter how good you're pitching. You could go three innings, no base runners, go into the fourth inning, walk the first two guys, and your pitch count is at 40. You're out of that ballgame. That's the tough part about betting tonight, a pitcher's perspective. Not the same with the hitters where, Aaron Judge is going to get pinch hit for in the ninth. That's not happening, right? So you're probably going to get most of your bats out of your core players. But it is kind of interesting where you can be cruising along, give up a leadoff double, and you're out of the game, and in comes a reliever.
Yeah, first of all, I just confirmed to you that is not a boost in New York. The NJ Super Boost on the New York Yankees. So, all right. I don't even understand how that possibly could be, but it is what it is. I can't trust, as you're saying, though, the strikeout portion of it. It doesn't help that he went against them without the restrictions and only struck out three Guardians, by the way. A team that does not strike out.
Yeah, it's plus 250 up from 135, and those are the boosts that you like. I mean, over a dollar boost. All those, EV guys out there. Now, granted, they're still technically parlays. It's hard enough just to hit one of those as opposed to two. But when you're getting boosted up that much, it's really hard to pass over some of that stuff. But we'll get to the baseball games in just a little bit, because that Yankees game, that's an afternoon ball game today, followed by the Phillies at 8 o'clock, which I actually don't mind. I was laying back in bed last night watching the NFL game going, I love closeout type situations. Winner take all, especially when they're championships. But I felt like last night I was just going to wake up at 2 in the morning to roll over and be like, I wonder who won game 5 in the Bronx. When in my younger years, I probably like, this is cool. I'm going to stay up for this one. Ooh, first pitch 10-10. Oh, it's going to be a long night. Let me grab a beer. Let me grab a cocktail. Let me order up a pizza and let's just, go at it, which I can't do that at this time. But I love the fact that we get a doubleheader tonight there and a doubleheader in the NBA. And before we hit those NBA games, of course, we're a betting channel. We're a betting network. We're a betting show. These look tremendous. And so many times we see odds boosts pop up like, I don't know about that one. One is 260. One is plus 150. Now, this boost is over a dollar as well on top of what it is technically supposed to be. Jason Tatum to score 20 points for the Boston Celtics. Joel Embiid to have 10 or more rebounds. And James Harden to knock down two threes or more, plus 260. So with those three players, Tatum, Embiid, and Harden, if I asked you which is the toughest one, what would your response be?
Man, Harden.
I think you're right. I think you're right on that. Because the one thing we know about Jason Tatum, and granted, sometimes we even saw, Steve Kerr. What did he come out and say today? Hey, look, man, this is the first game of the season. I'm not playing my guys like it's game 6 of the NBA Finals. But Tatum's usage rate is always just through the roof. Where it doesn't surprise you where he gets 9 in the first quarter. It's like, okay, we're on our way. Joel Embiid, again, he's not going to play as if it was game 6 of the NBA Finals, but 10 rebounds, and you pointed it out today. You're not going up against David Robinson on the other side that's just going to be a vacuum. You're going to stand there as if you're in high school as the tallest kid, and the ball just finds you.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I hate to bring this like sour note up, but it was something that would crush a lot of our props last year. You know, we said, how does this lose, right? So often we say.
Yes.
We've seen guys not make threes before, so I understand.
Sure.
But what's the one thing we worry about in every basketball game when we bet props to the over? Please, no blowouts. Please, let this be a competitive game. Please do not let Jason Tatum make two threes in the first quarter and play zero fourth quarter minutes and end up with a losing wager.
Yeah. That's always the bet. Like, we need to have that, like, you know how they have the insurance? Like, if the game gets over 20 points either way, if you don't win it, it gets nullified. Like, we need that type of insurance that we can certainly build in. Now, the first one didn't actually have a sponsor. Hello, FanDuel. We'd love to sponsor one of these. Or should I say, you pay us the sponsor, not we sponsor that. Some might make up something and have that as the money line odds boost of the day. But this one does. Bleacher Report Super Boost. LeBron James, Steph Curry, 50-plus combined points. 50 or more, I should say. And that's minus 130 boosted to a plus 150. Now, it is opening night. We don't know if they're... You know what's kind of funny? And I want to preface this before I throw it to you. Boston and Philadelphia, big rivalry game. These two teams won it. Of course they do. But does it feel like, hey, coach, let us ride in this one? Talking about the Lakers and Golden State. And I know already Kerr said, I can't play these guys that much. You got to be kidding me, right? These guys are going to be asking to come out of this game. Coach, you better put me back in there.
Yeah. So it was in... Was it last season? Or two seasons ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. After the Lakers had won an NBA championship? Yes, it was. And... You know me, have my NBA props in. And basically in the middle of the game, you come to realize, oh, there's a minutes limit here, it turns out. Mm-hmm. This is not good. And nobody knew about the minutes restriction. It is not something I think is relevant in Boston. It is not something I think is relevant in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
If it's relevant in LA, it's only on Anthony Davis. Golden State, though, Donnie, I do not have that same confidence. Because of what you just said.
Yeah.
Just him being like, Steph's playing 32 minutes tonight, and that's it. Like, that doesn't surprise me. It's kind of who they are in a way, right?
You know what I still love last year? Do you know one of my cash cows was for about a two-week stretch? Klay Thompson. When they told him, you get 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And most people would say, because again, he's only going to get 20 minutes, so the book's not going to put him at his max, right? So they're going to lower it down. But you know that 20 minutes means I got to get mine. And oh my, like at the end of the first quarter, Kevin, like five launch threes. Like even if he didn't make, he made one or didn't make any, you're like, this is what you expect where he knows, hey, I'm going to let the game come to me. No, you're not. You're going to go get that game because you know you got 20 minutes to get your work in. And I love that stuff. I wonder if that sort of plays a little bit here for Golden State. Now, I haven't checked the Golden State props, which we're going to go over in just a few moments here. But I doubt there's any discounts anywhere, even with Kerr saying, I can't play my guys 40 minutes apiece tonight. You think there's going to be, because I haven't looked, so I don't even know how it would compare what it even was to remember from last year.
But you're saying how what compares? His minutes, how his workload?
Exactly. Yeah, no, like let's just say Steph's at 26 and a half, but we know he's not going to play his, okay, you can play 38 minutes if I need you.
Right.
That number is probably going to be around the same as what it was last year just because it's opening night and technically there's no hard cap restriction on him.
Yeah, like it's right. There's no hard cap restriction, but, you know, if he, yeah, that's interesting. I hear what you're saying.
All right, we'll be right back here on Moneyline, NBA, MLB, NFL, and your calls. We do it all. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Money Line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
It's Tuesday on Moneyline. Feels like a Friday on Moneyline with how much action we got going on today. Wrapping up that Monday night football game, which again, there's not really too much to talk about other than, come on, NFL, you got to give us a little bit better effort than what we saw last night. But a fun, fun day of baseball here because, again, we're Phillies fans. I am. Yankees fans. Kevin is. So it's not an added interest. No pressure, really, tonight for the Phillies other than you want them to win. But if they lose, it's a seven-game series. You can recover. But if the Yankees lose, it's okay. Brian Cashman, time for you to go. Aaron Boone, nice knowing you. Aaron Judge, who went 0 for 3 tonight with 3 Ks. I understand you hit 62, but you're not worth any more money at this point. So those type of you know efforts come in the very next day, which, quite frankly, we might have been talking about that today. So we'll see where that ends up. But let's just do a quick brush over of the MLB games tonight. First on deck here, the New York Yankees. Savali on the mound here for the Guardians and for the Yankees, Nestor Cortez. Now, last night, obviously, rain in the forecast. Today, cooler conditions. But how about this? The 55 at game time, which is very nice for this time of year. 9-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to dead center field, which is always interesting. Try to add a little bit of, if that ball is hit deep, maybe you get that extra foot or two, and the ball leaves the yard. This line opened up at a minus 154 price, and we're seeing Yankees money. Because I believe today on the early line we were doing this, somewhere in the 160s, FanDuel showing a minus 180 with a total of 7. And I got to be honest, like I think the vibes for me for a Yankees win, even though they were favored yesterday, even if Cortez wasn't on the mound, I do feel a little bit better about the Yanks today.
Yeah, I really can't believe Savali's pitching. You know, it's funny because you out there, maybe you don't believe us. Well, believe the odds makers. The Yankees yesterday, minus 155. Mm-hmm. Here today, minus 180. In terms of baseball money line, that's significant.
Yeah,
I don't know if you translated that to the NFL. It's maybe like a 2-point move on a spread, right? It's certainly not irrelevant, and I'm still really puzzled at how Shane Bieber is not the starting pitcher, Donnie. I mean, I've not seen anything in terms of rumors. Here comes Bieber at some because. Like you were obviously, you and I got into this long debate over Shane Bieber, DeGrom game two and everything that comes with that, right? So I think you'll be even more opinionated than I am on it here, right? But the world where you go, we're going to start with Savali, and if he gets in trouble, we'll go to Bieber, is like 100 times worse than the idea that the Mets. We're going to pitch Bassett in game two if they won game number one? Like, who cares if you put Bieber in if you're down 3-0?
Yeah. No, it's very interesting because you're not asking the pitcher to say, Donnie, Kevin, he threw 89 pitches yesterday. Don't get upset if he can't, even if he has a bullpen session just like to loosen up his arm and he might be able to go 15 pitches or get a key out. I understand. But it's, you know, in a winner-take-all situation where last time I checked, the Guardians aren't exactly, well, look, man, we won 10 of the last 12, you know, World Series, been in the playoffs, and we're a dominant team. No, it's very rare you get here and get to this level with a chance to advance to the ALCS. And you're trying, and but we haven't even heard the rumblings. Like, we, even if it's true or not, did you see what Aaron Boone said today? And by the way, you know who's on deck today who said he wants to pitch, and if we have a chance, we'll put him in? Yeah, your ace for the Yankees, Gerrit Cole. Right. We haven't heard any of that. Like, Francona hasn't stood up there going, hey, you know what? And here's what the smart thing would be, which is why on the early line I brought this up. Why isn't he at least covering for him? The last thing you want, and even if it's not warranted, let's just say, hey, you know what? I'm not comfortable pitching except for every fifth day. That's my routine. I don't want to risk injury or go out there and have a terrible inning, and I get blamed for this, right? But when your fans see, let's just say it's 2-1, Kevin, in the sixth inning, high leverage situation, second and third, one out. Yeah. In comes Gerrit Cole. He gets out of that inning. You lose 2-1, or let's just say it's 2-2 in the opposite direction. He doesn't come in that game, you lose. What do you talk about in the offseason? Boy, I really like Bieber. But the fact that he didn't want to pitch in a big spot, that hurt. Like, why would you do that to him? Like, Terry Francona should actually come out and be like, hey, you know what? He had a little shoulder discomfort. Even if he didn't have any shoulder discomfort, not a single person would ever question that move again.
But do you think that there, I guess you can't rule it out, that this is Bieber who doesn't want to pitch? Like, I am scrolling through Guardians beat reporters, Twitter of Guardians fans.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a read on who is or what they're thinking the story is today as to whose fault is this.
Well, so, and also the beat writer. Is anybody asking him? Like, first of all, forget about, like, let's just say Twitter. And I don't know if Bieber has a Twitter. Usually baseball players are terrible at social media, terrible at engaging with fans. But usually you wake up this morning like, hey, man, you know what? If I got to go, I got to go tonight. And he gets a million retweets from Guardians fans, right? But are there beat writers going, hey, like Aaron Boone spoke to the media. Hey, Terry, if push comes to shove, who's available tonight pitching? And we'll start with Bieber. Let's see what his response is.
Yeah, I have not, like, I almost saw, like, again, I'm scrolling through Twitter, right, Don? Someone was like, Shane Bieber asked for the ball yesterday. They told him, no, it rained out. How is he not getting the ball today? Like, is this Terry Francona thinking that this is what's best for this team?
Are we waiting, Kevin, one of those lineups are due in? Oh, by the way, you know who's starting? Bieber. I just wanted to surprise the Yankees. Like, that doesn't make sense. That's not like baseball where, oh, my God, if we said Bieber was pitching yesterday, they have such an advantage. No! There's no advantage to that, knowing who the pitcher is. Stop.
I mean, I think if you're the Yankees, you'd rather know, to be honest with you. I can't ignore that. But that seems crazy to do, right? Just like lie for 24 hours who's going to be the pitcher. That just seems unlikely here. But would you agree with me? Because again, like, you were obviously very adamant that the Grom thing was crazy.
It was.
Even though it never even played out, by the way, right?
Yes.
Like, they obviously lost the first game of the series. If you believe that Bieber is available, starting Savali is nuts. Right?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Because even if tonight you said, all right, I'm going Bieber, first inning, three-run blast, you're down right off, he didn't have his stuff, not a single person is going to question that. Why would you throw Bieber? What? As opposed to who? Not as if you have, you know, another, like a 1A, like, oh, man, we went Scherzer, we should have just went to Grom. You don't have that. Like, if you live and die with Savali, and let's just say he gets banged around. I'm not even talking about, like, hey, Kevin, he's out in the second inning, gave up six.
Mm-hmm.
Four innings, three earned runs. You're saying to yourself, what the worst case scenario, that was Bieber, right?
Right. Yeah, like, that's, if you throw him, see, I don't, if everyone's irrational, so I guess I can't say this and be positive. But I would like to believe, Donnie, that if you throw Bieber and he gets touched up, you are not going to be met with, why did you throw Shane Bieber? It's like, all right, he was on short rest, but he's our best guy.
Yes.
And that's exactly who it had to be and what it had to be. And we'll hopefully next year, you know, turn this thing around in our favor, right? Like, I don't understand how this is kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, we went down swinging. Nobody ever gets mad at that. Hey, like, you're in the playoffs. Russell Wilson had a great season. His hamstring is banged up. Now, you know what? We went with the backup and we got smoked. Or we went with Russ and still lost. Hey, you know what? Went down swinging. Kid was a fighter out there. I let him play and, you know, he gave it his all. Nobody is going to counter, you know, or second guess that, so to speak.
Right.
Now, the total in this game is 7. Again, it's hard. In a winner-take-all game, everybody is available. And also, the Guardians, no slouches in the bullpen either. Their arms got an extra day of rest. Pitchers are going to be brought in like there is no tomorrow, even though technically there is a tomorrow. Which, another interesting part about Major League Baseball series, and I understand, it's still a competitive advantage of handling your business, getting rest, and setting your rotation. But baseball is such a finicky sport. Because let's just say it's a Game 7 in the NBA. Kevin Durant's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Plays 40 minutes, drops 38 points. Here, there's only a day between the series starting up again. You know who's starting and playing 40 minutes again? Kevin Durant is. Baseball is such an odd sport. The same thing with hockey, right? Oh, my God, my goalie had 60 saves in that last game. Whoo, next series starts in 2 days. Yeah, he's going to need 2 games off. Like, no, that doesn't happen. But to be able to have, like, $100 million pitchers or contracted pitchers, and it's like for the Yankees. Let's say Gerrit Cole says, you know, I'm going to eat my heart and soul. I'm going to go 2 innings tonight. He's not available for, like, the first 3 games of the next series. It's kind of wild when you think about it.
Yeah, it's also just crazy that Gerrit Cole's like, I will close in the 9th inning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got this. If you need me to get this, I've got this. And you're kind of, you know, looking around like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shane? Hello? Any love here, brother? Can you help us out? Kind of thing, right? Like, but that's not what we're getting. It's not what we're getting at all.
How about this, though? How would now, as a Yankee fan, see, I would appreciate this one. Terry Francona comes out and goes, is Bieber available? Yeah, for game one against the Astros. Ooh! Ooh, man, that would be a good one. See, I could respect that one, even though I'd hate the decision where he could pitch tonight.
I mean,
but I'm talking from a Yankees for like the locker room here. Say, hey, by the way, did you hear what Terry just said? What'd he say over there? Aaron Judge says. He said that Bieber's available. Ooh, is he pitching tonight? No, they're saving him for game one of the ALCS. Woo, tremendous.
But I just, again, I know you hated the move by the move that was never made.
Like,
right? Yeah. The move that was never made.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a do or die game, right? That that was in question. It wasn't, so that's one already crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm just baffled by right now is that you know this, Donnie, because I mean, this game's going to start at 4 o'clock, so you're obviously going to be up and watching this game.
Yes, correct.
It's the third inning,
mm-hmm.
and you will start to hear that broadcast team, if it's still, you know, Bob and Ron.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Shane Bieber starts to get up here, Ron?
Yeah.
And that will then happen from the beginning of the third inning,
mm-hmm.
every inning until that game is over.
Or this happens, right? You see Bob, whoever's calling the game, let's just say Bob Costas, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about Shane Bieber? Is he coming in? They'll show him in the dugout. They're going to go to commercial after the half inning is ended, and they're going to show a replay, Bieber walking out to the bullpen, and everybody will start stirring again at that point. Because usually a pitcher like that, it's not a guarantee he's in. So he's not just going to hang out with the bullpen guys out in left or right field, but they will make their way down. Similar to like a closer. Sometimes a closer will sit in the dugout fifth inning. All right, let me get my routine together in case you need me a little bit later. That's one to keep an eye on, and I assume he's going to be sitting in the dugout with his team. They will have a camera on him, probably a pans. What's the over-under on Bieber on camera tonight? 5.5? Without even being in the game.
Goodness.
5.5. Got it.
Look, last night, you would have thought that Melvin Gordon was getting paid $100 million a year with the way they kept flashing him since he got benched in that game. And Melvin Gordon doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? Like, in the grand scheme of things. The fact that they're going to be able to just flash Shane Bieber up there, they have to be in heaven right now. Heaven.
Yeah. And if they're going to keep going back and forth, is he stirring? Is he moving around? Ooh, he just had a conversation with Francona in the dugout. You're going to get all of that and much, much more. But the Guardians and the Yankees, first pitch scheduled for Yankee Stadium, 4:07 Eastern. And the Yanks now a heavy favorite to move on and take on a rival in the Astros. We'll talk Phillies and Padres at the top of the hour, but one more quick segment where you know what we do. We're seeing what JP likes. He liked the Broncos last night, and he worked!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rolling through hour number one. Quick segment before we get to hour number two. Right here on Moneyline Series XM Channel 159. Donnie and Kevin here in the afternoon. JP, yesterday, I think we all were in agreement where the Denver, it's crazy too, because if you watch that game, the Denver Broncos really shouldn't have been the side, but they were. They didn't win, but they still covered, which is usually a rarity when you're dealing with 3.5, 4, 4.5 points, but it happened. So JP, you got a full board tonight. NBA action, Major League Baseball. Where do we go today? What are we doing?
Can't skip out on the first day of the NBA.
Oh, that's good. All right, so side, total, prop are the three questions.
All right. I'm doing a same game parlay. It makes sense. They're heavily correlated. Okay. So I'm taking a side with a player prop.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So side and a player prop tonight.
We could be agreeable to that.
Sixers now getting 3 at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and the Warriors getting 7. So the favorites being bet up a little bit here.
I need clarification on something, though, JP. Are you betting like one of these player performance doubles, like player to score 20 and the win? Or are you betting like blank, you know, plus the points?
Embiid rebounds plus three.
Right. No, I'm taking a team plus the points and then a player's over-under. None of the like performance ones that you're talking about.
Okay. Is it over? Can I ask, is it over under a points prop?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Is it over under a points prop?
Oh, yeah, it's points.
All right, that's what I figured as much. Yeah. Now, Donnie, did he give it away that he said, like, he is going to do plus the points? Like, did we narrow it down secretly to this being a dog?
Yeah, it's got to be. And if being JP's in the vicinity of a certain basketball team here, that's the way I'm going there. That's the way I see it.
All right, I got it.
And JP's not staying up till 1 a.m. to watch the close out of the Warriors game, right? You get in, you get out here. 76ers game.
There's a couple options on the Sixers here. All right, this is good. We'll see where the guys are coming.
Yeah. Hour number two. A lot to get to here. Major League Baseball, Phillies and Padres on deck. Sixers, Celtics, Lakers, and the Warriors. My goodness. It's almost too good to be true. But hour number two is up next. So join us, 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.